Hello.
Good morning, Melanie. This is Valerie, admissions from Family First. How are you?
Hi. Good, Valerie. How are you, hon?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking, Melanie. Okay,
Okay.
I'm calling you to help you to set up the app in your cell phone. Did you already download?
Yeah, it was like I said, it wanted an activation code from the agency, or then I opted to go with the patient question, and it still didn't let me do anything. I was still at a standstill. I couldn't, get it all set up. And I've been working since Tuesday, and it's not been easy, believe me. He fell. It's been tough. He pissed himself. I've wandered twice. It's just been, it's been very difficult. So I'd like to, get this started here.
Got it. Do you have Android or iPhone?
I have an iPhone.
Okay. Let me text you.
I did get your link for the Android or iOS, but like I said, when I went on, it said needed an activation code from the agency, or you could do the patient questions. So I set up my name, Social Security, date of birth, blah, 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 and it still did not let me go any forward.
Okay, so you did it well at that point. So the app, it will give you a 7-digit code that the name is Mobile ID. Are you able to see like that name or that number in the main
Okay, hold
screen?
on. Let me look. You said mobile ID?
Mobile ID, yes,
You
seven
said
digit
mobile
code.
ID? Hold
Yes.
on. I mean, it has a mobile ID on my phone, but let me see if that's what you're looking for. Hold on.
Okay, take your time. Hopefully you can get it.
Can't see anything. Okay, Valerie, now it's a. It's like a, it's saying my mobile device ID number. It's like a 20-digit code. It's not giving me some 7-digit code. It's just identifying my mobile device.
The mobile device ID.
Yeah, and that's just for me. It's not like you're giving me some 7-digit code. It's just identifying this is Melanie's iPhone, and it's got like let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay. Probably over 20, probably about 32 numbers.
Oh, let me send to you a screenshot of like of the pop-up that you should see.
Of the what?
Of the pop-up that you should see with the mobile ID.
I mean, either way, it didn't work either with the patient questions either. So, like, neither one worked. So, I'm not sure if the app is not really running professionally or what, but either one didn't work. So, I'm not stupid. I know how to put my social security number in, my date of birth, obviously, my phone number, and nothing worked.
Okay, I texted you the way that you should. Did you say that you have an iPhone?
Yes, I have an iPhone. It's not
Okay.
old. It's an iPhone 13. I mean, that's not the newest, but it's not an iPhone 7 or 8,
Yeah, that's a good a version that work well.
Right.
Yeah, okay, let me see. Did you receive my message now?
Let me look.
Okay, thank you.
No, I received no messages from you. No, no messages. I mean, unless you're emailing it to me, if you're texting it to me, no, I didn't get a text message. If you're emailing it to me, no, I didn't check my email.
Let me log out my system and log in now.
Thank you.
For your compliment the other night.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I sure as hell need it.
Okay, let me email you. Where are you,
It's
Melanie?
Melanie Darcy, MELANIEDARCY 72 at gmail.com.
Got it. Thank you. Okay. I'll copy.
11 and 12. Don't worry about it. 11 can wait. Don't worry about it. They just pulled up. I'm at work. I'm working my part-time job right now, so I can't be on the phone too long.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. No,
you.
Ronald doesn't want me to come in until like 1. You know, he feels like he sleeps in bed till about 12. So that's why, you know, I'm trying to do what I can do in the morning, you know.
So, did you sign in? Did you create the password, the new password? Did you receive the successful email, the confirmation email?
Yeah, it was like HHE or HHA Exchange.
Right. Uh-huh.
And then I went in. I did that. Everything was great. And then when it said, how do you want to do? Do you want to do the mobile, blah, blah, blah? That was the first option. Tried that. It said I need an activation code from the agency. Well, I don't have an activation code. And then I said, okay, let me do it again. I did the patient questions. I'd opted for that option, the secondary option, and nothing. I put in all my information. That's why I sent you a screenshot showing you that I put in all my information and nothing came back. So I don't know what's going on, but something's got to be rectified here.
I emailed you the screenshot of the part where you create your profile, and after you fill it out with your gender, date of birth, and you create, the app shows you the 7-digit code. Did you receive my email now?
I'll check right now. Hold on.
Okay, thank you.
Birthday, email, phone number. Hold on.
Okay, I'm here.
4-393-0. Okay, hold on a minute. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm just going to leave on speakerphone. I did get a 1-2-3-4-5-6. I did get a 7-digit code, but, you know, like, that's not like something that was just given to me. Like, they expected, like, oh, I was going to sign up and I was going to know this code. So I tried, and I tried the secondary option. That didn't work either. So I'll have to go back on, but I do expect to be paid because I've been working since Tuesday. So, you know, it's not my fault that the app didn't work or someone didn't give me a code. So I'd like you to please put in that I've been working since Tuesday.
I mean, the same example that I sent to you. Like, after
what's
the,
that?
After you receive the email, right?
Yeah.
The email that you get.
Yeah.
You go and log into the app and update your profile.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to be calling you back if that doesn't work. I'll be calling you back very shortly, like within an hour or so if that doesn't work. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Valerie. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.